Much of the attention on homelessness and possible remedies focuses on adults, but there appears to be a significant population of younger people who do not have a fixed, regular place to call home for a variety of reasons. A Medford-based organization called Hearts with a Mission serves that population, providing shelter and other services for homeless and at-risk teens, and Hearts with a Mission plans to expand its services, opening up another shelter in Grants Pass within the next couple of months. Kevin Lamson is the founder of Hearts with a Mission and the executive director, sitting here at the table with me in the studio. Welcome, Kevin.
Thank you.
And Bruce Cox is here as well. He's the shelter coordinator, largely involved, heavily involved in getting the new shelter open in Grants Pass. Bruce, thanks for joining us as well.
Thank you.
So, Kevin, let's start with you. Give us the idea, the original spark for Hearts with a Mission.
I read a newspaper article. So that was just, you know, I think we're ignorant until somebody, you know, points it out to you. And, you know, that was what it was for me. My kids grew up in Medford schools and read a newspaper article about the number of homeless kids in the Medford school district and went out to set that record straight because I didn't see 1,500 kids sitting alongside of a road or under a bridge. And so at that point, I learned that homelessness with youth looks completely different than it does with an adult.
A lot of couch surfing, that's the sort of
stuff. Yeah, and I think adults are seeking resources. I don't want to necessarily say they're seeking to be found, but, you know, that's what they have to do to exist, where youth, they don't want to be found. You know, when they run away, they're usually running from something. And, you know, when I learned that our solution to that was handing kids sleeping bags and that there wasn't a safe place where somebody could really just knock on a door and say, I need a safe place, and there would be a caring adult on the other side that would say, okay, well, let me navigate through the system with you to find out what's going on. It just seemed wrong, you know, that every community should have something, you know, or some place where a kid can do that. And that led to opening a shelter.
How big a shelter? How many people can you serve at any one time?
We have 16 beds right now. And first of all, I'm not a youth advocate. I'm a family advocate. And because I have a family, I don't believe kids belong in shelters. I believe that they belong in families, yet they belong in a healthy family. And so our whole goal when kids come through is to, you know, evaluate where they're at, do an assessment, and try to find out what the family needs so this youth can go back. If you can, you know, if you really want to help a kid, you have to help the entire family. You can't just focus on the youth and providing them the needs that they need. You have to help the family become healthy again.
So in some ways, did what you had to do with Hearts with a Mission work a little bit against what you wish you could have done?
How so?
Well, when you mentioned that you didn't want to, you know, kids shouldn't be in shelters, but now you have a shelter.
Yeah. You know, we actually turn into a family, you know, the kids that come in there. They kind of form, I used to call them little pods, you know, they kind of transition in at the same time and they form a family and then they transition out about at the same time. And you know, the thing is that kids don't know where to turn when 70% of the kids that we're helping were reporting some form of abuse. So the person that, or the family that you were born into, is your abuser. Where do you turn, you know, especially if you're a kid? And I think it isn't our place to judge. It's our place just to gather facts. We know when a kid comes in, we're getting 50% of the facts. That's why within 72 hours, we're notifying parents, unless there's a form of abuse, and we're notifying proper authorities to let them do the investigation. But then what we do is we bring the parents in, and then they are the ones that actually provide consent, because they are minors, for them to stay there. And a lot of times, parents don't seek out help because they don't want anybody judging them as a bad parent. Or in some cases, they don't want anybody taking their kids away. Or I don't want to lose this funding stream that comes with these kids that I have. And so what we try to do is we just try to give a neutral playing field and to say, okay, let's work on the things that each individual can control. And let's see how we can, you know, make your family healthier.
That sounds like a fairly hot seat.
Yeah, it can be at times. You know, communication, I think that's the key. You know, a lot of times with parents, you know, I try to explain to them, it's not necessarily agreeing with your child, but at least let them have a voice. You know, when you take away their voice, we get in the, I think of as parents, sometimes we get in the habit of I'm right, you're wrong. You know, well, let them have a voice, let them give their opinion, you know, just to be heard. And then from there, we proceed to what actually works and what might be right and what might be wrong.
So as you're busy setting up the new shelter in Grants Pass, Bruce Cox, tell us about how it's going to compare to the one that exists in Medford.
At this point in time, we're going to kind of run it similar in structure-wise. However, it's a different community, and so therefore we're going to try to reach the community's needs, which might change in aspect of Josephine County to Jackson County. Josephine County is a little more rural, and so there's going to be some struggles because of that rural. And then we're going to have some problems with meeting the needs of the families in a different way because we don't have a lot of funding in Josephine County. So most of the families we're going to try to reach are really trying to do the best they can. And so that when the crisis or whatever that is that comes up that puts them in the situation where they're needing some help, we want to be able to be there before it gets to a place where it just spirals completely out of control. So that's how we want to try to run it, is similar, but trying to meet the needs of Josephine County as well.
Hearts with a Mission is the program we're talking about. Bruce Cox, the shelter coordinator, helping open up the new shelter in Grants Pass later this spring. Kevin Lamson is the founder and executive director. You can join us on the exchange. Your phone calls and emails, welcome at 800-838-3760. And your emails, welcome at jx@jeffnet.org. So Kevin, what happens to teens who don't end up at Hearts with a Mission? What are the things that they end up finding for themselves without your help?
Well, I think they probably find jail, to probably find addictions, sexual abuse. I think if you look at any of the statistics of kids that are on the street, you know, within 48 hours, they'll be solicited for sex. They go into survival mode. Couch surfing's great, but what happens if you end up on the wrong couch? So really, kids belong in families. And you know, it's not inexpensive to do what we do. You know, we went from a roof over kids' heads to, as a parent, saying they need more than this. You know, it isn't about just giving them a meal and telling them good luck. Yes, that gets them off the street, but eventually they're going to leave. So, you know, they need life skills. They need to learn how to, you know, navigate through life. We all need that. Yet they need a family. They need support. We were fortunate enough here 2 years ago to get a little bit of funding, actually through DHS, to begin our host family program, which is Safe Families for Children. It's Senate Bill 991, passed in 2010. And basically what that is an approved respite outside of child welfare that requires the sponsor. If you're going to be a host family, you have to be sponsored by a church. That doesn't mean that you have to believe how they believe. It doesn't mean that you have to attend that church. It just means that abuse happens in isolation. So no family is going to be, you know, taking care of children into their home, being isolated. And really, the support system is for the biological family to help the family become, once again, become healthy, just like what we are trying to do, so the youth can go back home. We know that's where they want to be.
Respite can be really important. I mean, getting people out of stressful situations, even for a weekend or so. So, I mean, how well has that respite situation worked since the bill passed in 2010?
Great. It was started back in Chicago. Dr. David Anderson actually wrote it for Lydia House back there. And their average age that they're working with is under 5, a little bit younger than the kids that we're dealing with. So it's a little more difficult with teens, you know, especially when they hit 18. But still, it doesn't mean that they don't need a family and they don't need help. It just means maybe reunification isn't going to happen, but restoration needs to happen. I believe that you have to, all kids need hope. If you take hope out of a kid's life, it leads to suicide, it leads to teen pregnancies, it leads to drug addiction. If there's no hope, well, why should I go to school? You know, if I'm not turned on to living, I'm certainly not going to be turned on to learning anything. So they have to have that hope. And if that hope is me to be on my own, you know, we weren't created that way. We were created to live in families. So that's kind of what Safe Families is about.
Kevin Lamson and Bruce Cox from Hearts with a Mission are our guests on the Jefferson Exchange. You can visit with us as well, 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So you mentioned you realized pretty early on you needed to provide more than a roof. I mean, so how quickly did you have to try to gather other services together in the early days of Hearts with a Mission?
Well, we are a faith-based organization, so we pray a lot. And really, this isn't anything I can take credit for. I mean, I've watched God open up doors and to build a shelter. We had no money to start. We have no money now. Yet we continue to pay our bills on time. We continue to provide the services that what we believe are necessary. When we first opened, we didn't have any therapists or counselors, and now we have two. We didn't have life skill training. Now we have life coaches that actually will provide that. We didn't have an educational coordinator. We require kids to go to school. We realize that, you know, we can't be all things to all kids. So we want to help the kids that really do want change in their life. So one of the things, if you're going to stay at Hearts with a Mission, you have to attend school. I mean, that's a requirement. And we aren't going to make you attend something that you're not capable of doing. So we'll provide tutors. We'll provide an educational coordinator to make sure you're going to school, where you're struggling in school, and then get you the support you need inside of your own support system. That's the unique thing about homelessness with youth with McKinney-Vento is that we keep kids in their same school. So even if they're coming from Ashland, they're going to go to school in Ashland. We don't want to remove kids from their support system.
That's the big thing with McKinney-Vento, making kids, allowing kids to stay in the schools they came from.
So absolutely.
With the support system of the people they know.
Yeah, and the town that they grew up in. And, you know, what we're going to be doing in Grants Pass is the same thing. You know, you get to Cave Junction, some of those outer lining areas, it's important to keep kids there. But once again, it just because things are expensive or things don't seem to make sense, it's hard to put a value on a life. And you got to figure out ways to make things happen and be part of the solution. And the thing that we feel really fortunate, we were asked to come to Grants Pass. It wasn't one of those things that, hey, let's go do this. We don't have enough on our plate. And the community up there has been just so overwhelmingly supportive, because they realize it's their kids. They want to help their kids, and now they have the tools to do it.
So, Bruce Cox, how much of an assessment have you had a chance to do around Josephine County to figure out how many people might need the service right from day one?
Well, Josephine County has a mental health system that is nonprofit and options, and I've worked 12, 13 years with the children's resource team in that field. So knowing what's going on around that community and the children's resource team and wrapping around families is kind of what I've been doing for the last 15 years. And so knowing the needs is kind of, after being in it for so many years, you kind of know what's necessary. And I think the best part about the community is not only does Options bring us on and want to partner with us, but so many other people want to partner with us. So there's many people giving many different things. Our home, matter of fact, was donated from First Community Credit Union. And so what happens is when we have a community that backs us like that, then that kind of tells us that God is doing some work, and we're going to just follow through with that.
So you have 16 beds at the Medford facility. How many at the Grants Pass when you open?
18 beds.
Really? Okay.
Yeah,
so
we're going to be a little larger, and it's going to be staffed with people that have been working in the field for many years. So all together, collectively, we understand how to meet the needs for Josephine County.
You mentioned Kevin Lamson. It is a faith-based program, Hearts with a Mission. The name certainly makes sense. How heavy is the God stuff for anybody who is concerned about I'm not religious, don't want to have that in my life, that sort of thing?
Well, it's the inspiration of what I do, why I do it. So that's the influence. Mm-hmm. If a kid wants to say to me, why do you do this? Well, I do, you know, do you really want to know?
Mm-hmm. But I mean, is there religious instruction required or anything like that?
None. No. I mean, I don't. It doesn't matter to us, or even to be a volunteer or to be supportive. I mean, we can both care about kids, whether you believe in God or don't believe in God. Shouldn't matter that a kid shouldn't be helped. And same thing with kids. You know, kids come in. Going to church is another activity. If kids want to go, we take them.
With just 16 beds in Medford and 18 coming to Grants Pass, I mean, there must be a waiting list or there are some turnaway factor here. Where do people go if they can't get into Hearts with a Mission?
Good question. Where did they go before Hearts with a Mission was here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's the difficult thing. It's we're looking – and once again, we know the kids need to come in. They need to be there probably between 35 and 45 days to get the best outcome that we've seen. And if they stay beyond 110 days, it starts going down the other direction. Mm-hmm. So that's when we'd want to move them into a host family or back home.
Okay, Bruce, you had some thoughts about...
That's knowing the community and knowing how to access those services that they need, knowing who to help the family get in contact with at any given moment. So there's many services in Josephine County already, then we want to partner with them as well. We're not the only ones that are going to reach this community and these families. We're going to wrap around the services so that all of the families' needs can be met in a way that will make families' changes more successful.
And without you opening Grants Pass now, where are people in this situation? Where are, you know, people 10 to 17 years old who need houses? Where are they going?
Well, most of them are finding themselves within their families or their community. Kids are resilient. They're going to couch surf and they're going to find families that will take them. And then families need respite. They're going to just offload them kids and with family members.
All right. So opening, you think, by the end of May?
Hopefully.
In Josephine County?
Yeah, we're moving quickly on that. And we need some more support with getting the building put back together again and all the beds in place. Hopefully by the end of May.
All right. I want to thank you both for joining us today. From Hearts with a Mission in Medford, Kevin Lamson, the founder and executive director, and Bruce Cox, the shelter coordinator for the new shelter in Josephine County. Thank you both for joining us today in the Jefferson Exchange. Best of luck.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.